Hi guys, and welcome to episode 4 of Warrandra, an absurd soap written by a child, with me, Wim Snape.
Me, Natasha James.
And me, Joe Borg.
And we're off.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Episode 4.
Episode 4, baby. Oh, 4 is the magic number.
4 is like real, don't you think? By the time you're at number 4, this is no passing
actual,
fact.
Yeah, no, it's an actual podcast.
This is
the real shit.
Yes, what? For sure.
That's what I keep telling people, but they just ignore me.
No one's going to believe that.
No, for sure. Fine.
How's everyone's week been? Anything to report?
Anything to report? No, I don't think so. I went to the cinema this weekend with my wife.
Mm-hmm. How wonderful. That's you. That's your cue to step in.
Oh, sorry, Stev.
Yeah, I mean...
Yes, you did.
To see Jumanji 2.
Mm-hmm. Did you get popcorn? Did you get nachos?
We got both.
Did you get an ice blast?
Of course, yep. Joe. You know I won't go to the cinema without an ice blast.
Every time.
The dream. Yeah,
yeah. It's a mad, mad thing.
It's a mad world, really, isn't
know,
it?
I don't know what it is.
What, a Tango ice blast?
Yeah, it's like no other sensation.
It's sort of like liquid cotton candy.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it just all sugar? They've just like shaken sugar up really quickly. It's like a tongue twister.
It is pure sugar. And it's blue, so you know it's natural.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
My only issue with a Tango ice blast is the fucking brain freeze that come with it. I can't drink them without getting a brain freeze. I'll be absolutely fine supping away, and then suddenly, bam, biggest brain freeze of my life.
Yeah, but you're drinking them too fast, clearly.
I'm drinking them the amount I want to drink them.
All right, chill out.
No, I'm not. Sorry, Joe. I'm not getting mad at you. I think I'm just getting mad at the Tango ice blast.
You've got your hands around my throat.
There's an awful lot of sugar in those things.
Too much sugar.
Too much.
Has anyone been catching up on their soaps?
Oh, God, no, I don't watch soaps.
I know, neither did I.
That's funny, isn't it?
We're doing a soap podcast and none of us watch soaps.
No, we really should start that.
Yeah, but you
research.
Two get a free pass because you have been in soaps. So.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
So you are kind of like soap connoisseur.
No, I think that's worse. That's like go to auditions and go, hi, oh yeah, God, I watch Emmerdale every day.
Guys, look, you're soap connoisseurs and I'm just your regular chicken chasseur.
A what?
Do you not know what a chicken chasseur
is?
It's
a dish.
Is it?
It's a chicken casserole, very 80s.
Who's the celeb who someone said, what's your favourite dish? And she said, I think it would have to be a bowl.
Oh my God, Demi Lovato. I love that video so much.
That's the best interview ever.
She really thought about it as well. No, she actually said mug, I think.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and to be fair, I'd pick mug too.
That's hilarious.
That's
it. She must have been
stupid.
Like, God, this question is absolutely mental, but I'm just going to have to go with it.
Yeah. Oh, I would say
favorite
a mug.
Favourite type of earthenware. Oh, I love it.
I want to watch it again after this.
We all should. Okay, should we?
Well, let's have a wee recap.
Let's have a recap.
Recap
last
time.
Last week was the Valentine's Day extravagance.
And what an extravagance it was.
I was horrified.
You were horrified.
We all were.
You were.
Mainly from womb and all, which I still haven't fully recovered from.
Well,
you've got to
get
over that, mate.
We might have to explore.
I don't think I ever will. I'm terrified. So, Carrie and Aiden have gotten close and are sharing secrets.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Secrets that begin with A.
Okay, we can say abortion.
We can say abortion, of course, but I'm just quite sort of embarrassed.
Sure. You can just give me the initial if you like and I'll say it.
That's fine. So every time I say A, if you could just do the honours.
Okay, sure.
Sandy has a surprise daughter. Remember that?
I certainly do.
Joanna in Scarsdale, and I googled it, and apparently it's just outside New York.
Oh, right, yeah.
Nice place for a weekend visit.
Scarsdale, New York, is that the state as well?
I don't know.
Okay, carry on.
This is one of those geography
please
questions.
Don't, carry on, please carry no on. Follow-up questions.
Sorry. I'll just sit back.
I'm intelligent for like 10 seconds. him and Jonah are on their way to Scarsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hopefully what we should expect in
Jonah's
the next
gonna
episode.
Jonah's going to buy a new card, eh?
She I don't think she's got the personality to. Probably not. She can't even do that.
No, she can't, bless
her. All she said is yes. This whole time. This whole time we've known her, she said one simple word.
Four episodes in. She did cry. She might have murmured a few things during those tears.
Yeah.
She did. Jessica. Non-stop divorce Jessica.
Oh, divorcey Jessica.
That's all she talks about. We found out, plot twist, that her husband was Wes, who is actually Warren, who is dating her mate, the psycho, who we all love, Maribel.
Oh my God, that's such a juicy storyline.
I'm actually quite proud of that.
Yeah.
But she did also say womb and all. She was chatting about a womb.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether we'll get closure on that, whether we'll find out exactly what she meant, what's going on with it.
Only time will tell.
Mm. Only time will tell. Claire and Zach Robertson slept together.
Zach's back.
Of course, Zach is back and penetrating Claire.
Much to the
dismay of Mackenzie. What, penetrating?
No, I know, but I mean, we get it. Why do you have to be so graphic?
It's clinical.
Okay.
Biological.
We can't say banging and we can't say penetrate. What can we say?
Just the two sides of the
making love.
It's the only thing we're allowed to say, but that's ridiculous.
Makes
my skin feel more.
Same.
Carry on.
Well, anyway, they did it. Can I say did it? Is that fine?
Fine.
They bumped uglies.
No, absolutely not.
Why do people say bumped uglies?
No idea. No. Maybe because genitalia isn't the prettiest thing to look at.
Oh, says my husband. Shit.
Oh dear. Let's move on. Lisa has been left by Jonathan, pregnant Lisa.
Oh no. It was on the cards though, wasn't it?
Well, he kept humming and ahhing about it, didn't he? Mm. And then he eventually bit the bullet.
Then he yarred.
Yeah.
He yarred and left.
But I like the fact that when he did leave, when he told her, Lisa just said, okay, you can leave. And then he left. So he was.
Yeah, she didn't beg him to stay. Exactly. Of course she didn't.
No, of course not. And he, you know, listened to her and he left.
Yeah, good.
And also, my final note here is Oscar's boring.
Oh, Oscar's boring. Boring,
he's really boring.
Yeah, he's boring.
But we don't know. We don't know. Like, you know, he hasn't had any major storyline. He's literally just Sandy and Joan's pal. Sandy's pal. Yeah, who keeps going to and having really interesting conversations with.
Yeah. I'd love it if he was like a feminist. And he was kind of like a hippie.
Or an activist.
Yeah. Political activist. And he really cared about climate change ahead of its time and stuff. I'd love it if he was like that.
We don't know. He might be. Exactly. Just got to give him time.
Well, I think that if we want to make Oscar an activist, then we can. Let's just make him an activist.
Yeah, but what if it comes up in... He's a cobbler.
Well, then we'll just make you know.
What does a cobbler do? Make shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you saying cobblers can't be activists?
No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is... It's,
plenty of my activist pals are cobblers, thank you very much.
You know what I mean? We don't know. We're still in this in this soap opera's infancy, and let's just see where it goes.
Yeah, okay. Let's not jump to any
conclusions.
Yeah.
He's absolutely. All right. Okay, let's do it. Right, so let's just jump straight in, shall we? Because I'm ready.
Go.
I'm so excited.
I'm feeling loose. I'm feeling good.
You're looking loose, actually.
Look at my shoulders.
Yeah, I know. Little giant going on there.
There are no bones in it. Okay, so this is a two-parter.
Ooh,
yeah, I know. Juicer. I know. Monday the 17th of February, part one, and then there's also a Monday 17th of February, part two.
So hang on. It's like one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Or what Corrie do when they have two and they have a little break.
Like, seven and nine
or something. Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, gosh, sure. I'm expecting a lot from these episodes.
Lots is going to happen.
But it is on a Monday. They haven't gone, oh, let's make it a Friday night special. They've been like worst day of the week, couple of shows.
Maybe the wily little script writing fox in me thought, I'm going to perk up everyone's Monday with a banger.
Do you know what jokes somebody needs to? Because Mondays are...
Mondays in January both need revamps.
Absolutely.
I hate Mondays.
And you're the guy to revamp it.
I'm ready.
You're the kid.
I've got my paintbrush. I don't know. Okay.
Joe?
I'll just carry on.
Take us on the journey.
Let's go.
That's nice.
Selma and Kelly talk about their past and the fact that Kelly has given up her whole singing career to have a baby and she may resent the baby. Also, Selma tells her about the past and the pain she has had.
Whoa.
Okay, what a start.
Two new characters. Selma and Kelly, new people. Hello, Selma and Kelly.
Hello, welcome, Selma and Kelly.
Hello, Selma and Kelly. It's nice to meet you. So Kelly has given up her whole singing career to have a baby.
Kelly's not Lisa's friend, is she? Kelly's a third woman who's up the duff.
I don't think Kelly's been in this.
Kelly's not been in it yet. Okay. No, I'm pretty sure.
Both Selly and Kelma, aren't you?
Selly and Kelma.
Oh my God, Selly. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I liked it. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Please, can you say those things again?
Okay. Selma and Kelly talk about their past and the fact that Kelly has given up her whole singing career to have a baby and she may resent the baby. Also, Selma tells her about her past and the pain she has had. God.
Wow.
Everyone loves talking about their fucking past. It's horrible,
don't they? So hang on. Is Kelly pregnant or does she have a baby? Does she have a baby and she's like, I'm not going to say I do, but I may resent my child. Or is she like, when this baby is born, I may then resent it?
I have no idea.
What is the extent of her singing career? I mean, you know, is she a pop star? Is she singing pubs? Is she a wedding singer? You know, like, what is she?
There aren't any pop stars in soaps. It's like they're missing a trick, aren't they? No, but I mean, the characters aren't podcasts.
No. Well, it's because soaps deal with everyday life, don't they? They don't deal with, like...
But being a pop star is everyday life for some people.
It is for Kelly.
It is for Kelly. It is for Ellie Goulding.
Demi Lovato.
Cher. Adam Rickett,
of course. Desiree. All these wonderful women.
And Adam Rickett.
And Adam
Rickett. It would imply that she'd have quite a successful career. Because if she was just singing in pubs on like Thursday and Friday night, she could probably still do that, couldn't she?
Yeah, but maybe she just wants to sing non-stop. And obviously you have to be
quiet sometimes.
Yeah, be quiet to look at the baby sleeps. Mm. And if she brings the baby to the pub in one of those little like car seat things, she's going to wake it up if she starts belting out the Clicks of the Heart, isn't she?
Okay, so Kelly resents her kid. And in a way we all do.
Of course.
Oh no, she only says she may resent it.
I mean, that's Kelly's cross to bear, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, she's...
Don't lay all that on Selma.
I know, Selma's got her own problems because she tells her about her past and the pain she has had.
But we don't know it because we've never met Selma before.
I'm pretty sure
we're going to find out Selma's past.
I mean, Selma's not another
womb
here often.
Is it another womb story?
Please, God. I hope it's not another womb.
Joe wants nothing. Joe is ashamed of himself for writing womb and all, aren't you?
So
you're just a child. It's okay.
No, I'm really... can we just move on?
Move on.
Lisa and Madison have a girly chat, and Lisa tells Madison that she wants to leave Warrandra as she is humiliated. But Madison tells her to stop being a coward and stick it through.
You go, Madison.
Absolutely.
I mean, a bit harsh.
It's the right advice.
Also, Lisa's pregnant.
With Jonathan's baby. Jonathan's baby, right?
As is like 97% of Warrandra, as it seems. And Madison is Madison of Paul and Madison, who have some connection to Sandy and Joan.
But that's the only time we met Madison, right?
No, Madison was advising Lisa before over something else.
Right.
So I think Madison and Lisa are besties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pregnant at the same time.
That's it.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Yeah.
So far, Lisa and Madison and now Kelly, the newbie, are all pregnant.
All preggers.
Yeah, okay, so Lisa's humiliated because of Jonathan, wants to up sticks.
Don't leave your home, Lisa, babe.
You don't need to.
Will blow over.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan isn't
your
home.
He should be ashamed.
And
not you.
He should leave. Absolutely.
Yeah, wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
Absolutely not.
I never liked that, Jonathan.
No one does.
No one does.
Great advice from Madison. I think she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You stay here. This is your home, babe. Don't go anywhere.
This is your home. Do we like Madison more now? Because we've really felt... complete indifference to her, haven't we?
Yeah.
Did we say it was Madison and Paul?
Yeah.
Madison and Paul.
They were the ones who were more happy than Sandy and Joan.
And who could possibly be related, like maybe the kids of that old couple.
Perhaps.
We don't know. I mean, I'm just speculating.
I'd love to find out the connection between all those.
I wonder if we ever will.
I hope we do.
I think we will.
There are like, 400 episodes in front of us right now.
Despite the fact that I've been dwelling on the past a lot in terms of the characters, I never really go back and explain what happened
in the past.
No.
No, just people are talking about their past again.
Yeah, of course.
Mm. Yeah.
You're like, I'll get there. When we get to it, I'll think of that.
Or maybe it was just in my head and I just didn't think to write it down.
Possible. Also possible.
I mean, probable. Yeah. Maribel is furious with Warren and she tells him that he is a dog. But she has already fallen for him and it is too late to stop. They are now in too deep.
No, Maribel. You've known this guy a week.
In too deep.
And he's married to one of your friends.
She has no control over her emotions.
No, she just has to go with this now.
I'm sorry, but you have won my heart.
I'm in too deep.
Oh my God, we actually were. It felt like we were in Maribel's mind. It really at that moment, did.
We went on that whole journey with it, didn't we?
We really did. She's in too deep. But she did tell him that he's a dog, which he needed to hear. Yeah.
He needed to hear that.
I mean, yeah. Maribel. She is the best, though.
She is a great, great character. She brings a lot of drama and intensity.
Remind
to
me
show.
Her relationships with other people, though.
So she's good friends with Jessica.
Yeah.
And
the divorcee.
I think that's it. Is that all?
Yeah.
No, she's got another friend, hasn't she?
No, all we've heard is that she was at the Sweet Sweet Pretzel stand with Jessica.
Sweet pretzels.
She was obviously sort of falling in love with Warren from the first second that she met him.
Yeah, they were in love straight
and
away.
That's Dogging. Basically it.
Okay.
But she reacts in very strange, extreme ways.
Yeah, she does.
It's about a bit like someone else I know.
What are you trying to say?
There was a brief second there where I think we both were like, which one is he having it? Oh, yeah, Joe.
It is, man. Thing is, Yeah, all right, let's discuss the elephant in the room. There are a lot of similarities between me and Maribel, sure. We hang out outside pretzel stands. We get pissed off if we're left
dogging.
On red. We go dogging. And, you know, we just... We fall too deep.
It's true. Deep enough. Maribel, still one of the fave characters.
Oh, she's iconic.
She's no Claire, but carry on.
I mean, Claire is slacking. Where's Claire in this? But that was the end of the episode. And where the hell was Claire?
You can't be in every single episode.
True.
You have to have some downtime.
Was that juicy enough for the first of a two-parter?
Well, I mean, it depends that was kind of the build-up, wasn't it?
But we don't really have any cliffhangers. Usually with a two-parter, there's like the first bit and you go, what's going to happen next? I need to tune in.
Yeah, it's true. There are absolutely no cliffhangers there, are there? Maribel's furious with Warren. She tells him he's a dog. But it doesn't say what she did after that. It just says that she's in love with him. So in my head, I think that scene could have been like, you're a dog. And then he leaves. And then like she cries and she picks up a framed picture of him. And she's like kissing it and crying.
I love you so much. Yeah. I'm in too deep.
Exactly. And that could be a very enthralling cliffhanger.
That's true. I actually really like that.
Yeah.
She's in too deep.
Okay, let's pretend it's that.
And also, Lisa's threatening to leave.
It just feels like everything got resolved.
It's not huge, man.
Lisa's not like packing her bags and going, you, I fucking hate this town, I'm getting out of here. Do you know what I mean? And then I'd be like, oh, Lisa, don't go. But instead Lisa's like, I'm going to go, I feel really ashamed. And her friend is like, no, don't go. And she's like, all right, I'll stay. I'm not on tenterhooks as to what she does next.
I'm really glad you did that, because before that I wanted Lisa to leave. But now I want her to stay.
So now we've got a break. Now it's like the news or something.
News at 10.
News at 10.
And now we're back with part two. Same day. It's a Monday.
Late night episode, potentially. Room for a little bit of sexy time.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, shit. Is it like one like Hollyoaks went Hollyoaks kind of...
Later.
Oh,
that's it. Gonna say. I really hope so.
I hope so, too.
I mean, it's already pretty X-rated. Sandy and Joan leave for Scarsdale. And that's it. That's the bullet point.
No, it's
Sandy
not.
Sandy Jane already left for Scarsdale.
Guys, I'm going to need you to beef it up again. Can you please just... I need you to put on your Sandy and Joan hat.
No, at this point, Joe, I feel like you need to apologise to
my
everybody.
My credibility as a writer is at risk. I need
Sandy
you to...
And Joan
Sandy and Joan already leave?
No, they've just left. They left in the evening.
But I mean, what happened a couple of episodes ago? Wasn't it like
they were talking about
they
leaving?
Sandy asked Joan to go with him to Scarsdale to see his daughter Jessica,
right,
and she
said
yes.
Maybe we should like fill this out then.
How?
Go on, guys. You can do it.
So it's Sandy and Joan, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
The youngest members of Warren Drew.
Yeah.
Did you pack your bags?
Of course I packed my bloody bag. I'm not an idiot.
Did you get your passport?
We're only going to Scarsdale, aren't we?
Oh, I don't forget where we were going.
Have you got your hat? You know how your forehead burns?
I do have my hat, yes. Do you know where the car keys are?
Well, in your pocket, you bloody idiot.
Oh, pocket. Remember pocket. Always the pocket.
Come on, then.
Into the car we go.
Don't forget your seatbelt, love.
Oh, yeah.
That's really as much as we can do.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm happy now. I mean, that could have just... We could just end it there. Let's just end it there.
Yeah, Sandy and Jenna, like, last of the summer wine, aren't they?
They really are. Oh, I feel like even 13-year-old you doesn't like Sandy and Jenna.
No. I can tell that it's a chore. Yeah. Right in their parts is a chore.
Which is funny because you love old people in film and TV, don't you?
Oh, I love an older protagonist. I mean, it's my genre of really choice.
Is that an actual genre? Can you type that into Netflix?
It's not a genre,
it should be.
It should be. But it's, you know,
Have you seen Bucket List?
No, but remember we discussed watching that the other day.
Yeah, I want to.
You prefer older women in films, don't you?
I do prefer older women. The Book Club was one I recently watched with Jane Fonda and Candice Bergen. Oh, it was
great. Fonda's 83.
I love Jane Fonda. So much. I mean, Grace and Frankie. Okay. I rest my case.
Mm-hmm. Second bullet point.
Right,
of...
Yeah, let's move on. Maribel is disgusted with herself for cheating on her new really good friend. So she confides in Carrie, who doesn't seem to understanding, even though she has done it herself.
What? Wow. I mean, that wasn't written by an English person. I can tell you that.
I mean, that was a riddle and a half, wasn't it? Riddle me this. What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
Okay. Maribel is disgusted with herself for cheating on her new really good friend. Okay, Jessica.
Okay, so Jessica's her new really good friend, even though Jessica, all she does is talk about a divorce.
But no. Yeah. Yo, that is Jessica.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we finally... Because we questioned last week whether how long they'd been friends.
That's
and now
very new. Oh, that's yeah. true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got some information.
Well done,
Joe. Go on, 13-year-old Joe.
Yes. I'm going to have a bag of quavers. Okay, so, yeah.
Okay, so Jessica's like, please stop seeing my husband. And Maribel's like, okay, I'm going to stop seeing him. And then she met him and she was like, you're a dog, but I'm too into you. So she's carrying on behind... Yeah. Exactly. Her newly good
she can't walk
back.
Away. So can't the affair
chin
has
too deep,
begun.
Chin too deep.
She confides in Carrie, who doesn't seem to, and I've written to understanding, but I think that means to understand, mm-hmm. even though she has done it herself. So I think what I'm trying to say by that is that Carrie has been in this very situation before.
Maybe Aidan was married to Claire's mom and Carrie got in the way and was the other woman.
And that's why she moved to
Vermont.
Vermont, of course.
Starting to join the dots here, aren't
really
we?
Are.
But then why can't Carrie understand? Is she a sociopath that lacks empathy?
So just do it. If you like him, just take him, girlfriend.
Oh, maybe she doesn't understand the dilemma. Yeah, maybe
she's a bit like, oh, babes, they're getting a divorce already. Like, they were getting a divorce before you even got involved.
Oh, but were they, though, you know, or was, you know,
I
she
mean,
the
Jessica's
catalyst?
Jessica's been harping on about that divorce for, feels like, months.
Yeah.
I do want more for Jessica, even though I couldn't give a shit about her.
Me too. But that's because if she talks about her divorce again, I don't know whether I can do this podcast for much longer.
I kind of want Jessica and Lisa to be kind of put in a burning building
and then
move on.
Yeah, that would be fine.
I mean, it didn't need to be so gruesome.
No,
but
no, no, it's just get Ubers out.
It's quite extra.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel embarrassed now.
Don't be.
I feel as humiliated as Lisa.
Mm, yeah. She's very humiliated. But
there's quite a few
fun.
People that are quite humiliated
they're
here,
all
Jessica.
Humiliated, and they're all talking about their pasts. Okay, so yeah. So, but it could also mean... Carrie doesn't seem to understand, even though she has done it herself. It could mean that she doesn't understand why Maribel is doing this. Maybe she's like... And Maribel's thinking she's a bit of a hypocrite because she's done it herself.
Right.
But she doesn't.
So maybe she's being like, you can't do that to your new good friend, Jessica. That's the lowest of the low. And she's like, hot kettle black, bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's more that, you know. I don't know.
There's no way of knowing from the text.
There's not. Oh, whim. Claire goes to see Mackenzie and says that she is truly sorry, but Mackenzie doesn't want to speak to Claire. Damn. And then she starts to drink a bottle of vodka.
That's the rational thing to do, right? Just reach for the booze.
Is it Claire that reaches for the booze there?
I think so.
Okay.
Or maybe Mackenzie's just in a hole now, a hole of depression and alcohol.
Well, it says, but Mackenzie doesn't want to speak to Claire, and then she starts to drink a bottle of vodka.
I think that's Mackenzie that reaches for the vodka.
Same.
Maybe this is the beginnings of alcoholism.
For this teenager.
Yeah, poor,
I mean, that's tough. It would be tough if you really fancied someone and your best friend slept with them.
Yeah, it would. Just seemingly on a whim.
On a whim. But she, to be fair to Claire, she's truly sorry.
Yeah, she is. She is trying. I mean, I don't blame Mackenzie. Claire has to work harder, but at least Claire is trying, you know?
Exactly. Before she was sorry, now she's truly sorry.
Truly sorry.
Yeah.
She's gone up a gear.
Is she ever going to forgive her?
Have we forgiven Claire?
I've forgiven Claire.
Claire's your favourite character, though.
She's my favourite character.
What is it with you and Claire?
I just
think that she is a
very well-developed character that I can see in my mind's
eye. What colour hair's she got, then?
She's short blonde hair.
Walk us through Claire.
I would have said long and sort of mouse, like dark blonde, mousy brown. Mm.
See, you're not using your inner eye. You're using your outer eyes.
My outer eyes, these two.
I can see that you are using your outer eyes, yeah.
Mm. I feel like young Claire Danes. I think that's what I...
Yeah, same, but that's with the mousy hair.
My so-called life, remember that?
Or like that young red. Claire Danes with the hair that she has in Homeland. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Is she as frantic as she is in Homeland?
Yes.
Wow.
Especially at geometry.
Okay.
Was that the end of the episode?
That was the end of the explosive two-parter.
So the second part of the two-parter, like, there was absolutely no crossover or links with the first part of the two-parter,
was there? Two separate episodes.
Two completely separate episodes.
No, well, Maribel was in both, because in the first part, she tries to call it off with Warren, but then ends up being like, I love you, Warren. Mm-hmm. And then in the second part, she confides in Carrie, who doesn't understand what she's saying.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, those two episodes are big enough to warrant having a two-parter.
I agree. I agree.
Because for soap fans, two-parters are a big deal.
Yeah, they are. They are. It's usually like when somebody's, like, been killed and you're about to find out who's the murderer of somebody who's been killed or whatever.
Or the Corrie train crash, where it, like, crashed into the street.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a two-part. It sounds great. Or like a court case, and, like, you have all the evidence, and then the verdict is in the second episode. But this, two completely regular episodes.
This soap is in its infancy, and I feel like it doesn't deserve a two-part just yet. But I'm sure that as we get further down the line, it does.
In my defence, the next episode is on Wednesday the 19th. So I think football was on the Tuesday, and they were like, oh, let's just do two episodes on the Monday.
You could be right.
They're not necessarily, you know, big explosive episodes, but we don't want to miss a day because these Warrandra fans need their fix.
Maybe he's right.
No, yeah,
I'll give him that.
Absolutely.
I'll give you that. Okay. So it was billed as a two-parter, but really it was just two episodes on one day because the FA Cup was on Tuesday.
Absolutely, that's
okay,
it.
Fine.
Barcelona versus Venezuela.
Joe, just stop right there.
Don't try football chat. No.
Why do I keep humiliating myself? Okay. Wednesday the 19th of February. Lisa asks Madison if she wants a girly holiday. Madison agrees, so they book a holiday to Las Vegas, just the two of them. Paul agrees to look after all the kids with a little help from Jay and Jonathan.
Okay, so Jay, new character.
Hi, Jay.
Jonathan,
not new character.
Jonathan, the one who, like, can't deal with the responsibility of kids. Suddenly, decides, he's like, cool, I'll look after kids for the weekend.
Looking after Paul and Madison and Lisa's kids, who we know nothing about.
Paul and Madison, we know nothing about their kids. Lisa, Jonathan's, like, stepdad.
Yeah, but she's got two other kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's potentially stepdad, or just like a guy who's come round after dates a few times.
Or maybe he is the father, and he's just decided that he's just going to step up.
Three is too much.
I've had enough.
I really want to know who the father of Lisa's first two kids are. I just need that confirmation.
We'll ever find out. I kind of think we might.
I think I know.
Who?
One's Aiden, and one's Warren.
The only other two men.
The only other two men. I mean, Sandy can't do shit, can
Sandy
he?
Can't do
Zach
Oscar?
Robertson.
Zach Robertson's very
virile. Oscar.
He's very fertile as well, I hear.
Very fertile.
Oscar's like knocking up women left, right, and centre.
When he's
aged.
Yeah, he should do something.
Gets very elderly sperm.
Oscar's going to be the serial killer of Warrender, whatever it is, whether it be a city.
Do you think there'll be a serial killer?
I hope so. I really hope it, because at the moment...
At the moment, it's just like a love fest, isn't it? It's all about love.
People getting together, people splitting up.
So much pregnancy. Okay, so Lisa and Madison are going to Las Vegas on a girly holiday.
Lisa and Madison both preggers. No, Madison's not. She's one of the few women.
No, Madison's preggers. Yeah, yeah. Because they were happy about being pregnant at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. So they go to Las Vegas, presumably because Lisa is heartbroken. But then how's Lisa going to feel if Jonathan's like looking after her kids
It's definitely weird.
With her best friend's husband.
Also, Las Vegas, I don't know whether that's the right choice for two pregnant women. Do you know what I mean? Let's get crunk! What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. No,
I'll
babes.
Have an,
no babes,
I'll have an orange juice, please.
Wow. Maybe they went to see Magic Mike at the Luxor or something.
Cute.
You know what I mean?
That's cute. I'm warming to Madison a little bit more now.
I mean,
I think she's a good friend.
Yeah.
She gave some good advice. No, that was Carrie. Who gave the good advice?
That was Madison, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Madison. Because Lisa wanted to leave and Madison was like, don't leave.
Madison, she's actually very supportive of people.
I like
Madison. How happy she was about that wedding announcement.
Mm. Oh, my God.
She beside herself.
She was happier than the couple.
She's happier than the happy couple.
I mean, that's because Sandy and Joan are slabs of meat.
How dare you.
Muster up any emotion.
I just feel sorry for Paul.
No, I like Paul.
We know nothing about Paul,
exactly.
Do we?
No, I don't like Paul.
That is why I feel sorry for
Paul
him.
Paul was happy about Madison. A wedding, and now he's babysitting. Babysitting?
Yeah. He's looking after his own kids, and presumably Lisa's kids.
Yeah.
But with Jonathan and Jay.
He's got Lisa's ex-boyfriend in who's just left her to help.
And some random guy called Jay.
Jay sounds like a stoner.
Oh my God, I was just going to say that Jay smokes hella weed.
Doesn't he?
And it's like skunk. Like he stinks
of
it.
Yeah.
Jay, why are they trusting him to look after the children then if he's on the drugs?
He's not going to be looking after the children. He's just going to be smoking joints in the garden while Paul and... Why Paul probably just changes nappies on his own and Jonathan's on Tinder or something.
Yeah. But I think Paul will do it all with like a smile on his face. Yeah. Kind of hard done by, but like, you know, this is for the best.
It's for the best. It's for Madison and
Lisa.
He cares.
Yeah. Madison and Paul are a very caring couple.
I like Madison and Paul a lot.
Same.
I like that we've come to this conclusion.
Really come round to Madison and
Paul.
Full
circle.
And I still feel sorry for Paul.
Well,
He's a great guy.
Moving on.
Mackenzie feels really bad in the morning after drinking a lot of vodka.
Mm. Oh, so it was... Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
Mackenzie, yeah. Luke walks in and sees the bottle. They argue and he tells her that they are going to leave.
What? Sorry, who? What? Who's Luke? It's Luke New.
Luke's new. There have been so many new characters in this episode.
Too many. It's really unsettling.
Hard.
I feel like I've finally gotten like a grip.
Now there
are literally six new characters.
But also, like, Mackenzie is young because she was doing her exam. So is Luke her dad or a boyfriend?
I mean, if he's a boyfriend, then why is she so stressed that her friend Claire has slept with
Zach
Robinson?
I don't think it's her boyfriend. I do think it's her dad.
But why is he saying we have to leave? Because she's drunk vodka.
Yeah.
That's not a good enough reason,
Luke. Leave her own house.
Maybe we're up and leaving this town because you got drunk by yourself.
And you've got to go stay with Claire's mum in Vermont.
But you're taking her with you.
Yeah.
But maybe he thinks that Claire's a bad influence and
but Claire wasn't even there.
Yeah, but Claire was the one that caused the heartbreak by sleeping with Zach Robinson.
I know. But Mackenzie made the decision all by herself to drink that vodka. I don't know whether you can just pass that blame along to someone else.
No, Claire, when she went to apologise, she didn't leave her with a bottle of vodka and was like, hey, just, you know.
Maybe that was her I'm truly sorry gift.
Maybe, and she thought they'd drink it together with Coke.
I just can't believe this. So they're going to leave. So Mackenzie's going to leave. I mean, we've had like
I'm
six new characters.
I'm ready for a call.
We need to lose a couple. Yeah. So we've had Selma, Kelly, Jay, and now Luke, who we presume is Mackenzie's dad.
Yeah.
And they
I wish back then you would have just had the thought to go, I'm going to just put like a little Luke. Luke, Mackenzie's dad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just as a little bit of... Give us a little bit of something, mate.
There is no method to my madness. No. It just happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's pretty exciting that Mackenzie's going to
potentially
leave.
Yeah, that's news. That's new big news.
I wonder if
Do you know what? I'm glad, because Claire can do better than Mackenzie.
Hey, Claire fucked up here.
Claire did fuck up.
Why did she fuck up?
Because she slept with Zach Robertson.
Does Zach Robertson have a ring on his finger? No. Yeah, did Mackenzie and Zach have a thing?
Zach Robertson was Mackenzie's ultimate crush.
It don't matter.
So if you were a single man and one of your friends really fancied someone, you'd just be like, she's fair game, mate.
Absolutely.
Ugh.
Wow. Well, if you'd have told me this before you got married, then maybe I would have thought again.
I'm horrified. I'm horrified.
We're horrified with you.
Claire gets a letter from her mother, but without reading it, she throws it in the bin.
Oh, Claire, just read it. Mother took the time to write that, and you've given us absolutely nothing.
Natasha, I'd like you to play that that scene out, please. You're Claire.
I mean, that was great.
That was brilliant.
How was that?
That was fantastic. Yeah. That was really good.
Did you like the sound of the scrumpling up a letter?
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
I used the my huff notebook as well.
That's good. As I threw it in the bin.
Oh, I mean, why did she throw it away? So she hates her mother. But the thing is, if the theory that Aidan cheated on her mother with Carrie is true, then she wouldn't hate her mother. Surely that's she'd sympathise with her. So part of me thinks that maybe her mother is the one that did something wrong.
I think you might be onto something there, kid.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's just because her mother left.
Yeah. It's tough.
It is tough. I mean, it's pretty good that we know that Claire and Mackenzie are teenagers when I have not even mentioned it.
Yeah.
Well, they were doing their exams, weren't they?
They were. That was a good guess, yeah.
That was a clue.
Okay. Maribel goes to break it off with Warren, but he tells her that he will dump Jessica and then it will all be okay. So she relies on him. Can I spell relies for you?
Please.
R-E-A-L-Y-S.
What does he mean? Does it mean she relies on him? Because that doesn't really make much sense either.
I don't know. I don't know what
she realises.
She releases on him. She releases on him.
Maribel, give it to yourself.
Is this one of those late night ones?
Squirting.
Oh, someone had to go there.
Okay. Maribel gets to break it up with Warren.
And he tells her that he will dump Jessica and then it will all be okay. Hold on. He's not with Jessica. I thought they were getting a divorce.
Exactly.
Maybe he means like really like
seriously dump her, humiliate her.
Maybe like do like a Carrie and Paul Pliggs blood on her in the town square or something.
Really dramatic, so she doesn't want him back.
Maybe. I mean, that's confused me. Also, so she really relies on him.
It's impossible to know what you meant by that word.
So she really relies?
That's not a word.
Okay.
So she reels.
I mean, this is getting quite trippy. I'm feeling quite like stressy.
Yeah, same.
Like it's just there's too much going on, but not enough happening.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
It's like loads of annoying little niggly storylines.
Yeah, that have no conclusion and no like real point.
Yes.
Stop putting everybody off.
Turn off if I were you guys.
No!
Don't tune in for episode 5, seriously.
Don't say that!
Please do
tune in.
Please do. It'd be pointless without you.
So we don't really know what's happening there.
We don't. I feel like we need one more just because I just think...
Oh, please, absolutely.
Because hopefully it will give us, you know, some closure, some clarification... Friday the 21st of February, again 2 days later, Lisa and Madison leave for Las Vegas to forget all of their troubles.
That's it. Short, sweet.
That's it. I wish that when people said they were doing stuff, they'd just leave in the same episode.
Yeah. We don't need to know that they're going to do something.
It's not often in soap that you actually see the journey when they leave a certain place.
But think about it. If you flesh that out, that would be a great episode. You don't know what would happen on the journey. Maybe their car breaks down. Maybe they hitchhike. Maybe they get in with this guy.
I know, but as I say, it's soap. They very rarely show anything outside of the village, town, street.
That's true.
Road, whatever, you know.
Also, like, I keep thinking they're drunk in all these episodes, but they're not. Or are they? I don't know.
They're heavily pregnant women,
maybe,
I think.
Maybe they are. Do you guys want to play that out?
What is there to play?
Like getting ready for Las Vegas as two pregnant women.
We're leaving for Las Vegas.
God, I'm so gassy.
Oh my God, I've got a craving for some gherkins.
Let's get some gherkins and then I'm going to belch and then we'll get on the flight.
How are we getting there? Paul, call us a cab.
Paul, get us a cab.
What are we singing?
I don't know, because it's a Las Vegas special.
$50 on black. I don't know why I'm saying it now.
You're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
But that's what you're going to do.
That's what she's going to say.
When I get there, I'm going to put $50 on black.
You put the $50 on black now.
Why do you think that all American women, when they talk with each other, they sing?
Oh, it's not American women, it's pregnant women.
Oh, it's pregnant women. Yeah,
we're pregnant
and we're beside ourselves. We're so happy about it. And we're so happy about going to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's really cleared things up for me.
Yeah,
that has just made me
feel
alive.
It's fleshed it out a bit, hasn't it? It's fleshed it out a bit. You know, we can see these.
They're fun, they're like girls
singing,
on tour, they're
100%.
Singing, they're burping, they're
Jonathan.
Girls on tour. That's girls on film, isn't it? Oh, God.
There's something about girls on tour, isn't there?
I don't know.
Move on.
Claire and Mackenzie become friends again.
Yay!
Told you.
And Mackenzie talks about the fact that she doesn't want to leave and also that she thinks she has a drinking problem.
Yes! Number one, I don't want to leave. Number two, I think I've got a drinking problem.
She drank a whole bottle of vodka once. Granted, that is excessive.
But she's like 14.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Because you'd just be... You're so dramatic at that age.
Yeah, I mean, clearly,
the person that wrote this would clarify that.
Absolutely. On my 15th birthday... I had a sleepover and I got my big brother to buy us a bottle of vodka. And my mum came home in the morning. I think about it quite a lot. Like, me and my best mate, Nina, you've both met her at the time, were both vomiting, like just lying on the floor vomiting. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd basically given me and Nina more vodka than the other girls because I was like, we're going to get more drunk and it'll be more funny. But we, yeah, I remember vomiting in my stepdad's mug.
It was the day after.
Mm.
So you'd woken up with a hangover and that's... Oh, right, okay.
I think I was sick. I think I was sick continuously. My brother shouldn't have bought us a litre of vodka.
That is a lot of vodka. You and Nina are the Claire and Mackenzie. Yeah.
And do you know what? Is the icing on the cake to this story. My stepdad at the time, who was a horrible man, had a mug, like a laughing cow mug, that changed colour. So when hot water went from day to night. So I was vomiting into his favourite laughing cow mug. And the mug had turned to a nighttime scene. So anyway, what I'm saying is I identify with Mackenzie.
Wow.
Oh my God, I love that story.
Yeah. I wish you'd have told me that before we got married.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
sorry,
so...
anyway, that was a bit off.
I feel like that's really relevant. So, like, Mackenzie and Claire-like.
Yeah.
What we were saying before, we've stepped away from the love. We have a new type of soap storyline, which
is now about
her alcohol demons.
Yeah.
Actually, Lisa and Madison going to Las Vegas, not about love.
Oh, I'm glad they're not about love, because there was a phase, wasn't there?
Yeah. It was too much love. Great. So, Mackenzie thinks she's got a drinking problem. Well, they're friends again. We're happy that they're friends again.
Yeah. Right?
Sorry about the drinking problem. Glad you've got your mate back.
Exactly. And that was the right time because Mackenzie's got this dilemma now where she has to leave potentially. She's got a drinking problem and lots going on. Luke books a ticket to Australia, which is a one-way ticket for three. Mackenzie goes crazy and says that she really doesn't want to go. Then he asks Aidan if he will put her up. He says yes. Then Luke agrees.
Well, hey!
Okay.
Okay, so who's the three? So whoever Luke's...
Jay.
I mean,
or
you're just saying...
Or Mackenzie's mother.
There is nothing that has happened for you to think that it could be Jay. I
mean, Jay's just hella stoned. He'll go where he's told.
Jay needs something. He needs to go to Australia for a little bit.
I would love Jay to go to Australia because, quite frankly, all these new characters are making me feel unsettled.
Yeah, same. But isn't Luke moving to get Mackenzie away from the problem? And then she said, I don't want to go. So he's like, cool, I'm going to go to Australia. You stay here.
Oh, my God. So he's... Yeah, because he decided to move when he found out that she drank the vodka. And now he's like, will you take my daughter? I'm just going to leave anyway.
P.S. She's an alcoholic. If you could sort that out, that'd be great. See ya.
And
Cab's outside, can't stay.
And Aidan's already raising Claire, who's a handful.
She really is.
I cannot believe that. That is ridiculous.
Wow. I don't know much about Luke, but I know he ain't a great dad.
He's a bit scatty.
Bit scatty, isn't he?
He's very scatty. Maybe he's like a bit of a free spirit, and he's like, you wanted to go to Australia anyway.
Him and Jay.
No, I don't know. I think it must be Mackenzie's mum, right?
Yeah, but they can't. Who's the third person? Just both leave her.
Well, it sounds like that's exactly what's happening.
And why was his mum not in the decision-making process? He was just like, we're moving to Australia.
She's very, very meek.
We don't know that they're moving. Maybe they're just going there.
It's a one-way ticket.
It's a one-way ticket. Luke books a ticket to Australia, which is a one-way ticket for three. Who is the third person?
Who is the third person, Luke?
It's Jay.
It can't be Jay.
Luke's gay lover.
Oh, I mean, I would love it if that was true, but I just don't think it is. Mackenzie goes crazy. It doesn't take much for him to change his mind, because Mackenzie goes crazy and says that she really doesn't want to go. Then she asks Aidan if he will put her up. He says yes, then Luke agrees.
Oh, so I like that he asks him, then he says yes, and then he says, I agree. Will you look after my daughter? Yeah, all right, mate. Okay, I agree. Best wishes.
But maybe this means that Luke isn't moving then. So maybe he...
Why would Aidan need to look after Mackenzie if he wasn't moving?
Yeah.
Maybe Luke's like, I'll stay if you take my daughter away from me.
Fucking hell.
Basically, either she needs to sort herself out or I never want to see her again.
We either move to Australia forever together and leave all of our friends and family, or I never see her again.
Yeah, that does seem quite extreme from Luke.
Well, that's Luke for you.
That is Luke. We're learning that about him. It's very headstrong, isn't he?
Very impulsive.
Well, that was the most chaotic episode yet.
It was.
I've got a migraine. I need to have a lie down.
Yeah. There are like 100 new characters. None of them are doing anything of note. They're all just sort of flittering in, getting stoned, babysitting.
What the fuck was all that Selma and Kelly shit at the beginning?
No, why have you told us that?
I just really wish. Well, she was a singer. Remember, she was like a singer. And she was scared.
Yeah, that's never come back again. It will.
It will. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I mean, I expected more from Maribel. I expected more from everyone. I just think,
they were a bonkers few episodes.
It's been a bonkers time, guys.
It's taken a week for Sandy and Joan to leave.
We haven't even heard from Sandy and Joan.
No, we did, because they got in the car.
They got in the car on Monday. And and the last episode was on Friday, and we've got no idea what they've been doing.
And I bet the next episode we read will be like, Sandy and Joan stop at the service station to get...
They've been driving for 4 days straight.
Sandy's like, he drives at 15 miles an hour and everyone's going past and beeping him.
No, I don't. I hope if we're going to stay true to soap that we won't find out about their journey to Scarsdale. It's just they left Scarsdale, they come back, and maybe we hear about their time in Scarsdale.
There'll be an element of mystery to it, perhaps.
I hope we go to Scarsdale.
But it's soap. They very rarely leave.
I know, but why would they bother leaving to then just come? So they're just going to come back, and it'll be like Sandy tells Oscar that they had a nice time in Scarsdale.
I lost my hand.
You should get yourself a new one. Oh. Is it mad that I really would look forward to that? I would welcome that kind of drama.
I mean,
someone losing their hat.
With those three, like, we know exactly where we stand. Whereas with like Luke and Jay and Jonathan
and Jay,
all those guys,
we have to start all over again.
They give me anxiety.
Same.
I don't like any of them.
No.
Well, should we leave the anxiety till next week then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find out next week. What a nightmare.
I need to go have a Fanta.
And remember, guys, you can always email us on warrandressoap@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram @warrandressoap.